You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. I have one guest on today, but he is a mighty guest. His contributions to physical culture, health, and fitness are probably some of the best known, and he is Ken O'Neill. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing well. How are you, Carl?
Good, good. We're actually going to cover two different topics today with you. The first one we're going to talk about that you were very you intrigued me when you discussed this was what we can learn from HIV patients that will influence fitness, health, and longevity. And then we're going to go to the orderly chaos training method, which you have trademarked. But before we get into all that, Randy Roach, who I hold his opinion in high esteem, has nothing but amazing things to say about you. Talk a little bit about where you got started in the world of physical culture, your writing, authoring, and so on.
Well, that's a long story. I've been doing it for 55 years. I was in a high school swimmer in the late 50s at a time when coaches forbid barbells. The old myth that lifting weights would make you muscle-bound made them taboo. And we had a maverick swim coach in Sunnyvale, California, heart of Silicon Valley today, but in those days it was heart of agriculture, a guy named Dick Threffel, who had been a champion water polo player at San Jose State and trained by, have you ever heard of Ray Van Cleef?
The name sounds familiar, yes.
Ray was the West Coast editor of Hoffman's Strength and Health. He wrote the monthly Iron Grapevine column. And he was a very accessible, kind, encouraging man that ran a little gym in San Jose that people like Paul Anderson would drop in to work out. So Threffel had been coached by one of the best, and he passed it on to us. And as they used to say, I got bit by the iron bug.
Yeah.
First time I put my hands around a bar. Well, Threffel left for a better position. He was coaching with the Santa Clara Swim Club at that time. And I should add, Santa Clara Swim Club was composed of kids in the Santa Clara County high schools, all teenagers. And they pretty much swept the indoor-outdoor world and Olympic records in that era. First generation of weight-trained guys and girls out there swimming and winning everything. When they would come to the school honor celebrations where you'd wear your school sweater with local awards, those kids were wearing Olympic gold, silver, and bronze along with everything else.
Wow.
So if you can imagine being at the cutting edge, really, of a new wave of athletic training, we had it from Threffel. He left a guy from Yale, everything but a dissertation and his doctoral path, got rid of the barbells, introduced medicine balls and push-ups, and had sprinters swimming a mile, a couple half miles, a few quarter miles before they did their sprints exhausted. So I bailed. I voted with my feet. I left. I had started a home gym, and I spent the next few years of high school training at home, except word was out that there was a gym in the San Jose area that was filled with guys that were doing Olympic lifting, power lifting, bodybuilding, athletic training, and they'd help you. And that was the San Jose, California YMCA. So
really?
I joined.
Wait, you know what? There was a famous, you know, Brooks Cubitt talked about this, I think. There was a black bodybuilder who was one of the strongest men at that time that trained at that Y, I think. Or I could be mistaken. I stand to be corrected.
I can see his face, and I don't remember the name. That was over 50 years ago.
Yes, yes.
My high school training partner and I went on shortly after that to train at the Y and to start a home gym closer by. But those years, my junior and senior year, I would get up before dawn, cook breakfast, hike to a bus station, take a Greyhound into San Jose to be there at 9 o'clock. And I've recently come to think of that as physical culture university.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
The mentoring was just, it was a community of mentors, and as a kid, I thrived on it. And there were a couple of pro wrestlers that took me under their wing. They said, hey, you're a smart, bookish kid, and you ain't got no survival skills on the street. Let us teach you self-defense. And so Saturday mornings included an hour on the mat with those guys, and they didn't pull any punches.
Cool.
And one of them was about 60 pounds heavier than me, so it was fun and frustration. And then they reached a point where they told me I needed to go down the street to the San Jose Buddhist Temple to learn jiu-jitsu and meditation.
Really?
And, yeah, 50 years ago, white guys weren't into it much in those days.
Yeah, yeah.
The judo coach there went on to become the U.S. Olympic team judo coach. It was that good. So that was the introduction. And the real introduction, my high school was kind of strange. 5% of my incoming class in 1958 were selected for an advanced science program in the wake of Sputnik having gone into space and the impetus to develop a generation of American scientists and engineers. So I had a real tight science education coupled with physical culture education that very much made me a maverick.
Really? Because you combined these two sciences, if you will.
And well, I could not do that. It only made sense. So at the same time, I became kind of a pain in the ass by asking the questions that need to be asked.
When did you start writing for, and you've written for some very, very prestigious fitness, health, and bodybuilding magazines. Just give me a short list.
We've got to blame that on Frank Zane. Frank and I go back 37 years. We met after I took a graduate degree from a Japanese Buddhist university and went on to earn credentials like those of a Zen master with no interest in religion. I wanted to understand the dormant human potential and how that applied to peak performance. And Frank was taking bodybuilding tours in Japan and dropping out for a week to go sit in Zen temples. So when we met up, we both abandoned that kind of stuff and just started cross-training each other. And when Frank started Building the Body, his little quarterly magazine, he insisted I start writing for him, and I did. Prior to that, my writing was cross-cultural interpretation stuff pertaining to dormant powers in the mind and how to wake them up.
Right.
So I've chiefly published in the last decade in Iron Man.
And
for a reason. Iron Man, for my generation, is the artifact of Perry and Mabel Rader.
Right.
It was the only open forum for free discussion. It wasn't even in the, you know, in the 60s, the commercialism of muscle mags was trivial compared to today. Today,
right,
they're catalogs filled with infomercials.
Right, right.
But even at that time, you towed Hoffman's party line or you towed Weider's party line, and there was no deviance.
Well, but the one good thing about Hoffman's party line, in my humble opinion, was that at least they combined both the importance of the aesthetic appeal of the physique with functional strength. You still had to do the compulsory lifts in order to win one of his competitions back in the day, right? The AAU required you to not only pose, but lift.
Up to 5 points, yeah. There was an even more daunting program that I went to 50 years ago, day after Kennedy's assassination, at the Berkeley Community Theater. It was the Ironman competition, where you could win up to 50 points in powerlifting and up to 50 in physique.
Yeah.
And the Mr. Iron Man was a strong man. And that year, the guest was Bill Pearl doing his strongman routine and his posing. And he blew the socks off of us. I mean, he was a step forward.
And so you've been writing ever since. But as we're going to talk about during this interview, you merge kind of this, I don't want to say spiritual approach, because that's not the right word, but you merge something far more interesting.
Consciousness.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Consciousness, I like that.
Modern science reduces everything to matter and energy, as an active consciousness and ignores the very consciousness that's doing the science.
And, you know, and this is starting to come forth. Randy Roach told me about a guy whose name I can't remember. I've actually invited him on the show 5 years ago, 6 years ago. He no longer does this sort of thing anymore, but he did some research on strength, grip strength and arm strength while someone was thinking about a thought that evoked an emotion. And the emotions that he studied were, you know, anger, revenge, and obviously some of the higher emotions like love, and we are stronger when our consciousness is in those zones of those higher thoughts. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know who it is, but it rings true. The lady who died recently that was with the National Institute of Health Fears, Candace Pert, in the early 70s discovered the receptor site for opiates and then went on to develop what she called the ligand receptor theory of communication, which says that thoughts immediately ripple through the body with neuropeptides influencing the physiology. So you see the connection I'm getting at?
Yeah.
That if you're holding those thoughts, and if you have to learn to hold them, because that damn amygdala is going to react with fight or flight responses more often than not.
Right.
And that tanks the whole deal.
And we see this coming true now in the area of nutritional research. And I just did a show on this. We talked about it. You know, individuals who are mindful before a meal, they sit down, they consciously get quiet, they consciously remove all of the stressful, worrisome thoughts from their mind, they get calm, they get relaxed, and then they eat their meal. The body does something different with it than if you're all stressed out, your boss just, you know, threatened to fire you and you're eating a meal. They tend to get leaner. They have a greater degree of satiety, but also peptides in the body change, growth peptides change. So this mindfulness before eating changes what the food does for you. And that's profound when you think about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, 20 years ago, Michael Murphy and another guy published a book called The Psychological and Physiological Benefits of Meditation. And 20 years ago, I mean, think 20 years ago, Netscape was just barely there.
Yeah.
We didn't have browsers.
Right.
They culled through 40,000 pieces of peer-reviewed published literature on that very topic, whittling it down to what they regarded as the 2,500 best articles. Now, of them, there's just no question that mindfulness interventions can down-modulate cortisols. Easiest thing in the world to do. I've seen research published in the late 70s where mindfulness work was stimulating release of HGH.
Yeah. We know it lowers blood pressure. The transcendental meditation. I'm a student of TM. We have to go into the break. I'm being waved at. I'm a student of TM. And have been, but I haven't been meditating in a while, quite frankly. And I remember when I took the course, there was profound research that showed that just two times a day, 20 minutes a day of meditation dropped blood pressure, like better than meds.
And much more so.
Yeah, no, but nobody meditates. They rather take the meds. All right, let's do this. We're going to take a quick, good, I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut you off. What were you going to say, Ken?
No, I'm ready. Take a break.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots of good things to talk about. The first thing we're going to talk about is what can we learn from HIV patients that will influence our health, fitness, and longevity. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. His website is transevolutionaryfitness.wordpress.com. You can go there and learn more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. Oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was of conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25. Now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go.
Welcome back. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. We're going to cover a lot of really interesting topics, I can promise you that.
I want to drop one in response to TM that you just spoke about.
Please, please.
If readers are interested, go, I think it's the July or August online issue of Shambhala Sun. And it has an article including before and after MRI scans of brain activity. Before and after what? Subjects who are undergraduates, those guinea pigs for psychology labs,
mm-hmm.
were, I think they did an 8-week program of 2 sessions a day running about a half an hour of mindfulness. Mindfulness translates a word called vipassana, sort of translates it. The V prefix is never translated. It means non-dual mindfulness. There's not a separation of body and mind in this orientation. So you're plugged into your consciousness, and that's it.
Okay.
And
how do you do that? Do you listen to your thoughts like in TM, or do you have a mantra, or do you have to have a clear head where you sit and listen to the pauses in between your thoughts?
In common, these techniques have something that you do to focus on, keep doing it because you're going to fail.
Like a mantra,
or counting out breath. One when you breathe out, two when you breathe out the second time, three the third time, and then repeat it.
And you said they want they because you're expected to fail. In other words, you'll lose track of this, and you will your mind goes somewhere else.
Well, because your mind isn't focused by habitual nature, it wanders all over the place.
Right,
it's dissociative, and as a result, you begin to learn to focus it and get a little bit better. But what you're also learning is how dissociative your mind, your mental activity is, how you jump from thing to thing to thing. And you really aren't that stable when it comes down to it.
Right.
Now, if you take that and say, okay, well, how does that apply to training? Do you want your workout to be going all over the damn place, or do you want to stay focused to have a psychological intensity you aren't going to have otherwise?
Right, you want to stay focused, obviously.
Yeah. So what they did with these studies is they did an MRI scan of the people before they started. And what they found, and what this presupposes is the brain, just like our muscles, have a characteristic of plasticity, that they can be shaped and reshaped. They're not lumps of things that are fixed in a form forever.
Right.
And so what they found was a lot of gray matter associated with the amygdala. The amygdala is a little pair of almond-shaped glands at the base of the brain. And they're the heart of the limbic system, the fight-or-flight system.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us live in lives of, well, today, in contemporary society, of chronic stress, that we're pressured all the time, that we're reacting all the time, and we don't have any control over it. And so it would be natural to find a lot of gray matter there. Well, at the end of 8 weeks, guess what? That gray matter was repopulating up to the left prefrontal cortex.
Really?
Those people were disconnecting themselves from habitual knee-jerk reactions to life. The amygdala was calming down. They were de-stressing. They were chilling out and moving up to objective, discerning capabilities for making decisions about their environment. And with that, a little part of the brain just behind the left prefrontal cortex called the insula was showing a lot of increased activity. That's the seat of compassion, empathy, loving kindness, mature social emotions.
Were they following the transcendental meditation
approach twice a day? They were doing simple Vipassana mindfulness. Doesn't matter what the brand is. They all, you know.
But I mean, were they doing this twice? Because you're supposed to do it once in the morning, once in the afternoon.
Yep, twice a day. You got to do it twice a day.
Interesting. It's just 20 minutes too. But most of us say, "Oh, I don't have 20 minutes to do that."
Well, there's even an easier way. One of Milton. Do you know of Milton Erickson, the great hypnotherapist?
No.
He was a psychiatrist. He had such an incredible record of curing people. That there were three attempts made in his life to revoke his license as a psychiatrist because he had to be a fraud. He would turn backward schizophrenics around in 18 months.
Wow.
He entered into their world. He was a master of hypnosis and metaphoric communication. And one of his students, the guy that went on to edit a lot of his collected papers, Ernest Rossi, about 20 years ago got interested in something that Erickson had observed, he called the naturalistic trance, that regardless of all of the crafty techniques he had for inducing trance, he knew that if they didn't work, if he kept a patient occupied in his office for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, they were ready to go under.
Mm.
Well, Rossi started investigating that and found nothing about that in psychology. When he went to industrial psychology, he found an overload of material. People that drive the Japanese Shinkansen, those 300-mile-an-hour trains,
right,
have to take a 20-minute break every hour and a half.
What do you mean a 20-minute break? Oh, you mean the actual drivers of these?
The drivers have to take a break and let somebody else drive.
Is it because they become entranced?
It's because it seems that the propensity for becoming entranced or fatigued, overloading, occurs, so they back them away. Rossi's developed, he calls it,
Wow, the folks over at UPS ought to hear this with their pilots.
I'm forgetting the term that he used, but he talks about a naturalistic cycle. You know, like we have the circadian cycle.
Right.
This cycle occurs about every 2 hours that we're ready for a rest. So he's developed a neat little method where you sit and basically do something like meditation for about 5 minutes and recharge the batteries and are ready to go again.
That is kind of cool. I'd love to explore that to a greater degree on another show.
I'll get the title of the book and send it to you. I'm blanking it right now. Well, I know Buckminster Fuller never slept a night of sleep. He went for every 4 or 5 hours and took a half an hour nap, and that was his life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that's an extreme that may not be the greatest thing in the world, because obviously sleep is a very, very important process, and it's a very complex process.
Well, I don't think Fuller was physically active, so that was
maybe that's
black
he was able
mark.
To get by with it. We actually have to take another break in a minute and a half that I'm going to take early, but when we come back, I want to get into the whole discussion about what we can learn from HIV patients that would benefit us, okay?
Okay, right. That's fun.
We're talking to Ken O'Neill. His website is transevolutionaryfitness.wordpress.com. This is the thinking man's physical culture. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR
at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. Back on track here. So, Ken, what can we learn from HIV patients?
We can learn a lot. You've probably noticed I deal a lot with the pandemic of non-infectious, non-communicable, degenerative diseases that have run rampant since World War II.
Right.
Well, in doing that work, you know, we're dealing with wasting diseases, basically. And somewhere along the line, it occurred to me, I better look at HIV. And when I did, I came across a book by Nelson Virgil and Michael Mooney. And that book is available online now free as a PDF. It came out in the late 90s and has gone through a number of revisions. Nelson freely tells us he's close to 30 years HIV positive. And he looks like he's about 4 or 5 months out from bodybuilding competition.
Really?
What's he do? And what do a lot of HIV positive people do? They follow a diet of nutrient-dense whole foods. They take selected supplements, and the range of supplements that they're using, some of are selected for HIV. But in general, they have to do with wasting disorders. They bodybuild. The emphasis on bodybuilding isn't strength conditioning, it's building muscle mass. Because
Muscle is metabolic currency, that's why.
Big time, particularly with a wasting disorder. You want to not only prevent wasting, you want to, you know, build an IRA of additional...
Well, and let's talk about something else just real quick here. And let me throw this in there and we can expand on it. So there's a large body of evidence now that HIV is the result of excessive turnover of immune cells that stimulates the shortening of the telomeres of these immune cells.
Wow.
That gets to the point where the blueprint for replicating them becomes so degraded, they are no longer able to be replaced. It's almost what happens. It's like hyper advanced aging just of the immune system that gets it to the point where the immune system is no longer able to replace itself, and it stops working in it, and it thins out and it fails. And that's why in Japan they're using telomerase activators on HIV patients with great success right now. You don't hear about this in the United States yet. You will. Actually, I talked about it about a year and a half ago with Dr. Michael Smith on the show. But there are now approved drugs in Japan that do nothing more than increase telomerase with the objective of allowing the immune system to protect its telomeres so that it can keep replacing the cells until they can find out what is sending it into this hyper state where it just keeps turning over cells. Now, one of the things that improves telomere length is intense exercise. And I don't mean doing Zumba for now. I mean heavy lifting. It influences two things, mitochondrial biogenesis in size.
Right.
And telomere length.
Right.
So this makes perfect sense to me.
Well, they're adding another component to it. And this is the component that changed my attitude completely. I dropped out of competitive powerlifting in 1967 because of steroids. I didn't want to do them. And it was probably a good deal because it was basically Dianabol then.
Right.
Nelson and Michael have written what's also a handbook of the use of steroids for HIV treatment. And their standard protocol is 200 milligrams per cc of nandrolone deconate or decadurabolin.
Right.
And 100 milligrams of testosterone cypionate weekly. Nelson's so far behind it. He's a chemical engineer, one of his graduate degrees. He is partners in a compounding pharmacy in Florida that supports folks with HIV in need. Get a doctor to write a prescription, they'll take care of it.
Right.
Because DECA is no longer the name. It's the patented name has been removed. So
Nandrolone deconate is what it is. But the only problem with it is that anytime a doctor prescribes testosterone, they get a mild inquisitive look from the DEA. But once they start prescribing nandrolone, then they're like, oh, well, this is a bodybuilding drug. This is not, there's no legitimate reason to be prescribing this. And then doctors get a lot of heat for that.
I've discussed this with Nelson to some extent, and I think that applications for HIV are clean that up.
And it should, because if you have HIV, they should let you do anything and everything you can to extend your life. They should get out of people's... When you have a terminal illness like that, the DEA, the FDA, and all the other alphabet soup organizations that are AHJs, authorities having jurisdiction, should just get out of your way. If you want to eat bovine, you know, poop because you're hurt, then do it.
Absolutely.
Because you're dying. There's nothing you're going to do that's going to have any greater impact than your disease already does.
Frankly, when I read Nelson's book, I gave a copy to a physician, and it angered him. It angered him that the medical organizations do not make this material available as options for physicians to work with. It angered him that nowhere in medical school had they had a realistic introduction to the prudent use of steroids.
Well, you can thank individuals like Joseph Biden, sports dictating medicine that goes on in this country, because in other countries that doesn't happen.
Well, between politicians grandstanding and journalists who don't understand the word responsibility,
steroids
have been demonized
very
unfairly. Once I got introduced to this stuff through Nelson and Dr. Michael Scali, I started doing Google Scholar searches, and I found that there's a tremendous amount of research data on the use of both testosterone and nortestosterone for treating a variety of medical ailments.
Yes.
And the cynical side of me said, oh, well, is this the case that Big Pharma doesn't want us having things that cure us so that we can be lifelong addicts of maintenance drugs that just slow down erosion?
Could be, yeah. I mean, I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist. I know my audience right now is shaking their head because I say that. But why else would a doctor be punished for being a doctor and using whatever is available at his avail to treat a patient?
Yeah, that's where we move from a scientific review to inquisitional authority. In my own case, I'm very open about this. I had been put on two rounds of a fluoroquinolone called Cipro.
Right.
Cipro and...
Very, very powerful and damaging to soft tissue in the body.
Well, one friend of mine's sister, a professor, was on Levaquin, got up one morning and ruptured her Achilles tendon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I you know what? Athletes don't know about this. It's very popular for bladder infections, by the way.
That's what I was given it for.
Yeah, and you know what? And people will take it, and guess what? The damaging effects of soft tissue, tendon, and ligaments last 6 months after the last dose was taken. So it's not like, well, okay, I'm just going to back off working out for a while, get the bladder infection under control, then I'll go back. No, 6 months, you're in the gym doing something, snap.
Well, I've read recently what facilitates that is a fluoride ion associated with that antibiotic that messes up DNA.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, the source.
Meanwhile, they want to put fluoride in milk, by the way, right now.
Okay? Yeah, well, okay. They want to put statins in the water supply, too.
Yeah.
Actually, Mercola wrote about that, of all people. So I did my research. I had done two rounds of Cipro to the point where some old injuries were just horrible tendonitis, and then places where I'd had no injuries, I was getting terrible tendonitis in both shoulders.
Right.
And I took some of the peer-reviewed papers to a physician, got a prescription. 2 weeks, Nandrolone and tests. Second week, I started sleeping without pain.
Yeah.
I did one bout of that. It was just incredible.
You know, the book is called Built to Survive, HIV Wellness
Guide. Built to Survive. It's available. I don't have the URL before me, but it can be downloaded for free.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. What I want to ask you is, if an HIV patient can extend his life by following the edicts that are so profoundly held so closely in the world of physical culture, what does it say for average people?
Well, that's the point. That's what the rest of my life is about. We are in the midst of the most horrible healthcare crisis ever known. We have a pandemic that's worse than an epidemic of chronic degenerative diseases. Evolutionary biologists look at it and say that upwards of 35 of the major diseases costing us an arm and a leg in this culture, burdening us with a healthcare system that's based on illusion, stem from inactivity, poor diet, alone. That those conditions can be prevented, they can be arrested, and depending on how severe they are, they can be reversed. And quite frankly, I would add, there's a massive marketing campaign going on now in with the mantra, low T.
Yeah, I know.
Guys are getting, I was surprised. One man I was working with, 78 years old, was being given 200 milligrams weekly of testosterone cypionate. In my mind, that's what Olympia caliber athletes, Mr. Olympia, were using in the 70s.
Well, maybe, but that may not be true. I've had some very vocal bodybuilders, including the guy from California that ended up buying the Gold's Gym franchise. He's got a Slavic last name.
Grimkowski.
What he admitted to using back then, which, a lot of people don't give him the credit he deserves in the bodybuilding community, because everybody looks at Dorian Yates as the first athlete to step on stage over 250 pounds of ripped muscle. But it was actually Grimkowski. No one even knows who he is. But he came on this show, and we did the math. I was with Randy Roach was on the show with me, and we did the math, and we added up what his weekly cycles were from 6 weeks out of a competition, and he was taking 20 grams of androgens a week, 20 grams. That was injectables and orals.
Well, so, Randy describes that in Volume 2, that he'd freak people out when he stayed in hotels because it looked like he had a laboratory set up.
Yes, yes. But see, he admitted that while he's coming forth and talking about this, this was commonplace. They learned that from the power lifters. The bodybuilders didn't start that. They saw the power lifters doing this, putting on amazing amounts of muscle, getting stronger and stronger, and they thought, well, if we do this, we'll put on the muscle, but we're just going to use a different diet protocol and get shredded, and sure enough, they did. So, 200, I openly talk about my HRT. Since 2007, I've been on 250 milligrams of testosterone cypionate a week. Now, you have to understand that 250 milligrams does not release in the 18 days that the pharmacological research has been done. It takes longer because as the depot gets smaller, less of it comes out. And so, but 250 milligrams is really, or even 200 milligrams is a therapeutic dose today. And it's, I've had bodybuilders from back in the day on that show, on my show here, who all said, well, I was just taking 300 milligrams of test and a little D-ball. But the honest guys are coming forth going, that's nonsense. These guys were doing that every day. They were doing 250 milligrams a day of injectables. They were doing orals. There were guys who were taking entire bottles of D-ball, 100 tabs over 2 days.
God.
They talk about their livers. Okay, we have to take a break. This is great. I want to come back.
For guys our age, I call that epigenetics.
Yes, it is. It is epigenetics. Because they ended up developing issues as a result of those pharmacological interventions. And And a lot of them have problems now today. So you have to be sensible. But I want to come back and I want to pick up, I want to talk more, a little bit more about Built to Survive. And maybe we can get some people to get the book. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. We're going to talk a little bit more about what we can learn from HIV patients. Then we're going to change up the discussion and talk about orderly chaos training. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You can go to transevolutionaryfitness.wordpress.com. Read some of Ken's writings. Obviously, Iron Man. Is Iron Man still around? Yes, right?
Iron Man is
Muscle Mag is
now.
The one. Yeah. Okay, so let's summarize and let's wrap it up. So what we can learn from HIV patients is that the physical culture lifestyle that employs hormone manipulation, what I would say is an ancestral style diet of nutrient dense, unprocessed, unman-made foods,
right,
of a low glycemic index carbohydrate variety, adhering to adequate sleep because we all want to recover and grow bigger. All of these tenets that we follow in this community can keep those who are dying alive, and even in some cases make them symptom free. So we really need to reinvest our beliefs in what we believe in here.
Well, and another thing that we need to recognize is that HIV is an infectious communicable disease. It's a big one, probably the biggest one we have right now. What it shares in common with other diseases that we have is they're all wasting disorders, and they can be treated, by and large, with the same protocols. Nutrient-dense foods, physical training, anaerobic training.
Anabolics.
Can't disregard
anabolics. Can't do
it. And consciousness intervention. I really think the consciousness intervention is major today because stress is a killer.
It's good. Do you think the audience should get Built to Survive and read it, try to find the free copy of it and read it?
Well, I recommend it, but, you know, I'm strange. I read everything. I've got an inquiring mind. I think it's a worthwhile book. I think it's a worthwhile book because there's way too much bro science about steroids. This book is not bro science.
Yeah. It looks like here it is. Let's see here. Free bodybuilding book, Built to Survive, Anabolic Steroids. It's up on, here it is. Let's see if this is, the link to it is right here. It looks like you can get it at thinksteroids.com.
Nelson has a new book out that I also recommend. I think the title is simply Testosterone. It's for everybody. It's for HRT. If you're thinking of younger person thinking of using steroids, read it.
And guess who wrote the foreword for this book? My good friend, Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale. He's a great guy. Great guy. All right, so now let's change it up a little bit. So in the discussion of mindfulness, talk a little bit about what exactly is orderly chaos training.
Orderly chaos training is what used to be called an end state model. That means it's a model that doesn't have intrinsic limits. It's not a cookie cutter. It's not based on content. It's rather a contextual approach to training. I've worked with a different ranges of people. I've worked with bodybuilders, people that want to look good naked, and increasingly some years I spent with the Sebring Clinic was working with prevention, arresting, and reversing of chronic disorders. What I came to find in that time, and also with my writing, is that we have very fixed, limited ideas about what constitutes training. We've still got a debate going on between volume and intensity, which in my opinion is a straw man that should have died with the 20th century. You've had Brad on. Brad Schoenfeld?
Yes, wonderful guy. Yeah.
Brad's mechanisms of hypertrophy was the most important catalyst I ever read that allowed me to put all... I had all sorts of pieces of this big jigsaw puzzle and didn't know how to fit them together because they all were encapsulated within this theory or that theory, and the theories were not compatible, and I wasn't smart enough to figure out how to transcend the theories. Brad's distinction between contractile and sarcoplasmic hypertrophy did it for me. I came to understand that we've got an end-state model there, that what does a person need to get them going? For example, I have found with men and women past 60, obese, arthritic, a variety of conditions. High reps puts muscle on them incredibly fast and starts relieving symptoms incredibly fast.
Interesting.
In my model of barbell medicine, you might call it, I'm interested in putting solid, lean mass on people. The older they are, I'm not interested in straining joints that may be injured or may be subjects of postural irregularities. Years of, you know, gaining relations to gravity that don't work, like kyphotic shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really on a client-centered orientation. Once we get into training, are we going to stay with three sets of 8 to 12 forever?
Yeah, right, right.
No. One of the implications of Brad's work and stuff that's coming out of some of the laboratories, like, are you familiar with Bird up in McMaster's?
Oh, I've actually had him on my show. I had him on my show when, the other guy, Stu Phillips couldn't make a show one time. And I had Nick on instead.
I've got to find that show because I've read everything of theirs I can get my hands on. They have shown in one really daunting study. You know, there's the hit mandatory theology that one set of about 8 or to failure on 12 different movements is all you need. Well, they went into the lab, and they had one group do, and these were all kids that had trained. They weren't newbies. They had one group doing one set to roughly 8 failure with 80% 1RM, another group doing three sets to failure with 80% 1RM, and a third group doing 25-plus reps to failure with 30% 1RM. The three sets groups had nearly identical increases in size and strength.
And the magic here is failure, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. And I regard failure as a trained psychological skill.
So you feel that it's more neuro, well, it is. It's more neuromuscular than it is muscular.
Yeah. Well, the feedback people want is burn, pain, pump, fatigue, which are all kind of different, but are all components of getting to that state that's going to yield the greatest results.
I saw a documentary once where they were looking at, it was an exercise physiology documentary, and they were looking at a person's ability to do, using their, like 80% of their one rep max, how many leg extensions they could do with one leg. And they had this magnetic device that looked like a small toilet seat. And when the person achieved failure, they said, do one more rep, and they couldn't, right? So then 3 days later, the person comes back into the lab. We're going to do the same exercise again. He sits down, and theoretically should be a little stronger now, and goes to failure. And then they put this little toilet seat-shaped magnetic device over his head and said, do one more rep. And the weight went up faster than it did when he was unassisted. This magnet blocks some sort of feedback that tells the brain, that tells the body protect itself from injury. It gets feedback from the Golgi organs in the tendons, and it's always checking, and it also looks at the heart, and it's taking all this data and says, oh no, we need to stop now, which led me to understand why a woman can lift a car to get her child out from under it, because when inhibition is a mechanism that is designed to protect us, and it works on a variety, it's very, very complex, but when it's completely removed, our ability to output force is astonishing. It's superhuman, in fact.
And it's a learnable skill.
I believe it. But how do you learn it? Is it just from trial and error, repetition, getting? Because I had Dr. Dennis.
It's just like it's an application of what you know of as TM. You get in there and you do it.
Mm-hmm.
A big part of it is the ability to in that training. To when you approach the bar or whatever the resistance is, get a good breath and experiencing yourself emptying of everything. You're in the current movement and contracting the muscle.
Not distracted by anything at all.
Not distracted by anything else. You become the contraction.
You know, Dr. Dennis O'Connor had done my show two different times in 2005 and 2006 after he published his studies on grunting. And what I said then and what I believe even more now is displays of strength require a level of disinhibition. Grunting is one of the byproducts of someone who is disinhibited. They're not worried about people looking at them. But maybe it's the modesty factor. I don't know what it is, but displays of strength require complete disinhibition. And this disinhibition is what we're talking about right now that can be learned.
Well, there's an early Buddhist text, and I'm surprised that the Dalai Lama, monastic, goes around repeating it, that says that we normally experience emptiness, dharmakaya, empty like the sky, before sneezing, before defecating, before urinating, and before coming.
Why do you think that is? Is it because...
It's disinhibition. You've named it. You've given me a great term.
Okay.
Letting go.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, 'cause if you get into the psychology of the average person, the depth of inhibition, which is to say the depth of fear, is so deeply ingrained that we don't have a good sense of ourselves.
Okay. So now, and this is great. I just want to... I have to take a break. I'm being told I have to take a break. But when we come back, I want to stay with disinhibition because I want to talk about somebody else's research. This is really exciting stuff right now. I hope those of you listening to the show are as excited as I am. And we're going to get deeper into the whole discussion about orderly chaos training.
This is why paleo needs to start tapping into native wisdom traditions because they've got it.
I believe it. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Ken O'Neill. Stay tuned.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, and it is a superhuman show today as we're joined by Ken O'Neill. So many things we're talking about here. His website is transevolutionaryfitness.wordpress.com. Okay, so orderly chaos training. How can we employ the methodology? I think I'm employing it now because life has been getting in the way, and I'm actually following, for the first time in my life, after sustaining my first real physically altering injury, I am now really perked up and listening to my body. And I found that I'm not training with the kind of got to write it in the diary every day training approach, but I'm still training very hard. But I'm a little bit more erratic about, I take my days off when I feel I need to or when life gets in the way. I train hard when I can, and I'm getting better results. So what is orderly chaos?
Well, there's an order to what I'm doing, so it's not totally chaotic.
Okay.
But it could look chaotic to people that go by formulas in their training. I first noticed some years ago I had an injury. It fell. And I thought I'd done bad things to a cuff. I hadn't. And the prescription was to go to sets of 15 or 20 reps. And at that time, that was 8 years ago, I was doing one-arm upright rows with a 75-pound dumbbell for about 6 reps. I had to cut it way, way down to get 15 or 20 and was astonished that within 8 weeks, I was doing sets of 12 with that 75. My strength actually went up doing higher reps with lighter weights real fast. And I concluded at that time that being a product of trained for strength and size will follow the Hoffman ideology, that I had missed a whole bunch of bands of training. So through the last decade, some of the articles I did in Ironman and some that I ended up not doing had to do with alternative approaches to training, some of which are not American. And you know, talking about telomere work in Japan, I think it's really important to the extent you can to find out what people are doing outside of the USA. Because I think most of our training ideas come from West Coast editors of muscle mags who probably don't even have passports.
Right.
So, you know, there's a colonialist bias. The more I found, I got into Katsu about a decade ago, the Japanese...
I use it from time to time. It's the only thing that's actually made my biceps grow in all the years I've been training.
Well, I've done that. For a spell, read a bunch of books by an American named Dr. Ron Laura, an Oxford University PhD who's been in the field of education in Australia for over 30 years. He did a series of books on matrix training. about 10 years ago. Never distributed in North America, despite there being a really good publisher. So I went through all his material. I've been finding things here and there that advocate stage sets, advocate holds. I added vascular occlusion. I added some other stuff. And then when I got into paleo, the paleo was kind of a turning point. I was working with a doctor who is, by no question, the pioneering figure in application of paleo to medical practice for 18 years now. He met Cordain when Cordain was doing prior to his book, doing workshops at Robert Crayon's Boulder Fest.
Right, right.
And started implementing immediately. And I came across the statement that paleos were active maybe 3 half-days a week and rested the rest of the time. And that just didn't rub me right. So I contacted Kim Hill out at... And he oriented me to accounting methods that are done, men's activity and women's activity times. Paleos are all over the place. Well, where this triggered the orderly chaos was that our genome has selected all sorts of wonderful ranges of ability, some constituting high reps, some low reps. You can throw stage sets in there that replicate the activity demands of living in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
I think as far as a sport that's concerned, probably the one that if you want an ultra-paleo sport, is decathlon because of the wide range of expression. So I wanted to put wide range of expression into as a part of training so that I was covering all the bases.
Right.
So... orderly chaos is not a method so much as it is a principle to keep your training varied, to keep it across a wide span of demands, and probably never repeat the same workout twice.
Okay, let me throw something into this mix, and I hope that it actually enhances as you move forward. So... before we went into the break, we talked about the incidences of complete clarity, of mindfulness.
Yep.
Right before a sneeze, right before a bowel movement, right before an orgasm. What were the other? There was two more, were there?
Defecating, urinating.
Okay, a bowel movement or urination.
And a faint, a fainting.
And right before fainting, okay. And this is, and it also happens periodically to people without realizing it. I'm going to give an example in a moment. But first, I want to talk about some research and a great book written by Dr. Milind Watfi in India. Probably one of the best interviews, if not the best interviews I've done in 2013, was on his book of Dove Diplomats and Diabetes, A Darwinian Perspective on These Modern Diseases. He talks about the need for fear and aggression, which have been erased from modern society, that are contributing to disease states. He talks about there are peptides in the brain for hunger, and there are peptides in the brain for fear. And it's only when the peptides in the brain for hunger exceed the gravity of the peptides that stimulate fear that we would then endeavor and go out and search and hunt and gather. Because obviously, it was a dangerous world. And when you put yourself in this position, the body does different things with the nutrients that you eat thereafter. Now, another component, which is becoming very popular now, is fasting. And I'm even getting away from talking about intermittent fasting, because a lot of people are like, oh, well, fasting is bad for you. It's actually more akin to an altered meal frequency, an ancestral meal frequency. It was the onset of the industrialization of our nation and of nations that begot breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Because
regimentation and uniforms.
Yeah, and employers did not want to pay you to eat on the job. They wanted you to eat before you got to work and eat after you got to work, and they were willing to pay for one meal in the middle of work, okay? And there's good research out there that Adele Musa has sent to me that shows when the same calories are taken in by rats, and one group eats at random, and the other one eats at certain intervals of time, same calories, same feed, the rats who are eating on a time schedule get fatter. Okay? Okay, so Dr. Malin Watfi came on the show and talked about these ancestral gifts that we have, and I turned around and started to employ them in my training. I started training fasted, and sometimes very long fast, 16, even in one instance, I trained legs one day at 36 hours fast and lifted more weight in every single movement that I trained in. And that's when it dawned on me, the old adage, stay hungry. Well, perhaps staying hungry or the sense of hunger is another one of those opportunities to harness mindfulness.
Well, I'm thinking about the Zen koan. You know, the question that doesn't have an answer, you've got to answer through waking up to it.
No, I've never heard of that before.
Eat when you're hungry, sleep when you're tired, and know the difference.
I love that.
Most of us live habits. We're habits. Our fight or flight response is a habit. Our sense of reality is a habit. And I have to agree about fear because, you know, you don't transcend fear. You transcend neurotic fear. Most of us live fears that are illusionary.
Right.
When you've got an elephant facing you, yeah, you better, or out where I live, a coral snake or a rattler, you better know what fear is and you better know what to do. But you see, so much of my sense of contemplation and meditation also arises from where I studied. I studied in Japan. And the people that put that stuff into movement, what I was talking about, emptiness in terms of emptying yourself and grabbing
right,
the bar.
Right.
There's a word, there's a compound word made up of two Chinese characters. The first one means emptiness, and the second one means hand. Empty hand.
Mm.
Karate.
That's what karate is.
Kara, also read ku, is emptiness. It's the high virtue of meditation. And it's no accident that kara is used in that martial art as what we would call a philosophical or metaphysical term. In that culture, it's an experiential attainment. You weren't born with it. You've got to work to get it. And the empty hand is a hand that can take on any form. It can move in all sorts of ways.
Right.
How do you get tested?
It's not restricted. It's not restricted by form.
Right. In traditional karate, you go through the belt ranks, not with combat, but with kata.
Kata, right.
And what does kata mean? Dance. There's a form of the dance, but it only comes off when you add your unique spontaneity to it. If it's forced, if it's uniform, regimented, it ain't real. It's a pretense. It's a poser.
I want to throw something out there before we go into this break. And again, we're going long, but these discussions, I don't want to stop these discussions. Everyone in this audience has experienced that moment of clarity that Ken is talking about. I'm going to tell you when you've experienced it and you're going to go, oh my God, you're right. Have you ever been doing two or three things at one time? Maybe someone is in your office or in your home, you're talking to them, and at the same time, you pick up the phone and you dial someone. And you forget for a moment that you've dialed someone. And then all of a sudden, your attention becomes laser focused on the phone call. And it seems like the pause in between the ring is extremely long. Like you think that they've answered and hung up, but then you hear the ring and you go, because don't forget, the average bell standard ringtone was 3 seconds on, 3 seconds off, I believe. But you've had this experience where you've listened for the ring and you've listened and you feel like an adequate amount of time has passed where you should have heard it ring again and it doesn't. And then it rings and you go, oh, okay. That moment, you were so laser focused. All of your mental resources were focused on that ring that time actually slowed down. You know what I'm talking about, Ken?
Absolutely. And that occurs in a lot of places. When Michael Murphy was doing his information gathering for this amazing book published about 20 years ago, The Future of the Body, 800 pages, 3,000 citations, He spent time with the San Francisco 49ers training camp. He spent time. One place he found that these things spontaneously occur time and time again are in sports and fine and performing arts, which have in common doing the same thing over and over and over and over again until, for many athletes and artists, breakthroughs of the kind you're describing occur.
Well, I want to take a break, but I want to, when we come back, I want to talk more about orderly chaos, but I want to throw another item into the mix. This is a great discussion, isn't it?
I don't
know. I'm loving this. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Ken O'Neill. Stay tuned.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier, and I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first six-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. We're talking about orderly chaos training. We're going to get deeper into it, better understand it. You can go to Ken's website, which is transevolutionaryfitness.wordpress.com, to learn more. He's got some great articles there. I promise you that you'll really enjoy. Okay, so we've all had that experience, Ken, where time stands still. But the reason that I feel that fewer people are having the ability to manipulate it or harness it is because of something you said a little while ago. We live in an environment today where we have all of these artificial stressors that are no longer saber-toothed tigers, but they're threats of not paying a bill on time, losing your home, and these are still stressors nonetheless. That ability to become laser focused on something requires a hormonal sequence that includes epinephrine and norepinephrine. And when you are pumping out epinephrine and norepinephrine all day long because of your monster energy drink and your coffee, cups of coffee, and your lack of adequate sleep, and your constant stressed out, and your body, you have a harder time becoming that focused because it requires these hormones to actually grab a hold of the brain and go, everything, we're doing this right now. What do you think about that?
I agree entirely. I would add to it, if you're an average person, 75% of the population is sedentary, you're in some state of metabolic meltdown that's only going to amplify the catabolism.
Right. How can we use orderly chaos? Can you give me an example of how someone can use this protocol to make the kind of gains and health that they're looking for?
Well, for me, it keeps training fresh. Damn near any system of training you do, you're going to have a few weeks of great gains and then adapt to it and the blues set in. So I looked at it and said, what if you don't have steady state training? What if you keep shocking or disrupting stasis? And it proves to work for me. Because the one thing you're going to have some sort of burn, some sort of pump, some sort of fatigue ongoing, which is a biomarker that you're succeeding, that you're doing the stimulation.
I think a lot of people are afraid of this concept. I'm listening to it, and I can sense a mild sense of anxiety in myself because I've become proficient at the movements that I'm doing.
Yeah.
I know the maximum weights I can handle. I know you're saying you don't have to use maximum weights, but now you're asking me to do things that I'm not doing, which, well, by the way, I had to do this morning because my gym is undergoing renovation. So I used all different equipment this morning, ironically.
Well, resistance is on a sliding scale. If you're doing a set of 25, you know, and your normal consciousness is looking at what you're going to, you know, 100 pounds for 8, well, obviously you're going to bring it down some. And as you do that, you start to learn more about yourself as well. I mean, I've done this long enough. I'm not challenged by what amount of weight am I going to do? Is it going to be intimidating or any of those things? I'm winning every workout as a result. So I don't know if I'm really responding to what you're saying about the anxiety, this kind of idea. I think the anxiety that's promoted is something different.
Mm.
I'm afraid.
So would I just apply this to keeping my resistance training fresh? Or would I say, you know, some days I'll do resistance training, some days I'm going to do something that I've never done before, maybe hike? I don't know. You know, what other endeavors and activities would fit into this model?
Well, just about anything. But remember, this model is primarily, as I'm using it, addressing sarcopenia in our culture, muscle wasting as a primary cause of premature aging, of onset of metabolic syndrome or chronic degenerative diseases. So people need to be putting on muscle, but not to the medical standard of normal. The medical standard of normal is genetically abnormal. If the medical standard of normal is, 12% body fat, 160 pounds at 5'8", go for 180 pounds. Build a surplus.
Interesting.
Because more likely than not, well, actually, I should complete that thought. The standard that we need for normal, for people that are expressing the genetic potential, is that of lifelong athletes who have lived the ancestral code.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Now, where that applies to activity, what activities are innate to humans other than resistance?
Well, if you look at some of the work by Ori Hofmeckler, you know, he says we have to do sprints because that's what we were designed to do. I mean, we may have walked from place to place depending on seasonality, but we primarily are chasing something down, and so you should do sprints. Ori is also a proponent of doing things that Malind Watfi would be proud of. Malind Watfi created a ball with a weight inside of it because throwing the ball and not being able to predict its path creates a type of unknowing exercise, you know, not knowing the outcome of the exercise, instilling some sense of fear or so on, that actually has metabolic effects. Ori, on the other hand, he likes people do farmer's walks backwards down the stairs, which you really have to, I mean, I've done them, and you want to talk about focus? I mean, first of all, walking backwards by itself requires focus. Walking backwards down and upstairs requires focus, and then do it with 250-pound dumbbells in your hands, which is what I experimented with. And you want to talk about an opportunity to focus? That's one of them right there.
Sure. But I'm going to bring this back to a lot of people that are 40, 50, 60 years of age who aren't going to be sprinting. You're endangering them. The bottom line of orderly chaos, as I envision it, is progressive development out of disease-creating conditions.
Interesting.
There's a shift here. I've done the athleticism part all my life.
Right.
When I had to start working with people whose lives are marked by suffering and sorrow, having just been told at 40 that they're type 2 diabetic and it's a kiss of death, they're going to be on pills and they're going to steadily decline, and my response to that is bullshit. You know, that's not what I understand genetics is all about. You know, we've got medical physiology that tends to obsess with disease, and then we've got the new genomic proteomic-based exercise physiology that looks at how we have thrived and endured and prospered as a species. And my thought is, let's get those two physiologies together and create a new medicine. Let's get a medicine where disease, what current medicine, health, is an absence of disease. I want a medicine that looks upon disease as an absence or a deficiency of genetic expression.
Interesting.
I look at much of the disease. We had an incredible triumph of 20th century medicine in dealing with communicable infectious diseases.
Right.
It's not doing jack.
Yeah, for chronic disease.
Innate conditions caused by malalignment or living in cavalier disregard of our genetic nature.
Yeah, and you see, part of the problem is that it was bad before when industries that benefited from this new medical paradigm profited from the approach of allowing people to live broken and require a drug to mask the symptoms, yet the body is still rotting inside. But now there is a new factor in this whole discussion that, in my humble opinion, the majority of Americans are not going to get this message. I've had to resign myself to this fact that only those who are looking for answers will get this message, but the majority of the country won't, and here's why. Because now we have a government that stands to profit from healthcare. They are now a payee in the healthcare chain, which means they're going to be collecting premiums and paying bills, and whatever they make in between what they collect from you and what they pay out is going to be used for other government functions, who knows what. So they stand to profit, not in the traditional sense of profit in a company, but the difference between what they take in as a form of premium and what they pay out to hospitals and doctors is going to give that government resources, financial resources that would look to a private company like profits. And so now we have a government who has just stepped into the ultimate parasitic relationship with its population. They stand to profit from your ill health. So what's their vested interest in telling people the truth about this?
Well, there's no incentive, and that same government controls education, which is an instrument of mind control. I got curious a year or two ago. I went to the CDC's, Center for Disease Control's website, and I found information. To my simple mind, nobody was doing health education. Well, lo and behold, hundreds of millions of dollars have been appropriated through the CDC to virtually every state in the country to develop health education. It seems to me the outcome is we're getting sicker and more ignorant. The diseases that we're running rampant are diseases of deficiency and ignorance.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to roll that fear enzyme into things, people need to be scared to death that they're going to die prematurely, they're going to die unnecessarily, and let's use fear to wake ourselves up.
Think about this for a second. What's the one thing that someone would give every penny? You take someone who's amassed great wealth, and they're dying, and you say, look, you've got a week to live, but if you took all of the money you have and paid it to me, I have a cure that would give you another 5-6 years on your life. You think that they'd say, nah, that's okay. I want to leave this to my grandkids so they can spend it. I'm going to die. No, they'd give every penny they have to squeeze out another year of life. This is the ultimate opportunity for government because governments can no longer tax people the way they've taxed in the past. But instead, what they will do is provide a service that equals your ability to live longer. You'll give everything. You won't complain about it. You don't have to call a tax anymore. You'll be shelling out $800-$900 a month for health care instead. So we have to take a break. I've gone real far over here. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Ken O'Neill.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3422.
1-800-284-7473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Very, very rare that I can have one guest on the show and cover so many interesting topics over this period of time. Ken O'Neill's website is transevolutionaryfitness.wordpress.com. You can go there and read some of his writings. So, what is the next step for you, Ken?
Well, the next step is I need to get a book out or go broke. And actually, this discussion has really refined some of it because I've looked at Orderly Chaos from a mentoring perspective, and I really need to port that over to a how-to at home basis. I want to say about that too is that I think with traditional classical physical culture, we got the idea that training was pretty simple along lines of getting, we equated strength and health. We had a magazine called that. And there was an anomaly in that. Bill Starr tells the story of having a business opportunity to go work with Jack LaLanne. And he had to work out with Jack LaLanne. And he had heard that Jack LaLanne wasn't overly fond of weightlifters.
Really?
Because he trained differently. Jack LaLanne's orientation was health. And Jack had some weighted pulleys, those old types attached to the wall.
To the wall, yeah. They used to have them in the boxing gyms when I was a kid.
He just about killed Starr in a workout.
Really?
And the reason that comes to mind, Jack LaLanne, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. And Jack LaLanne was first and foremost a local character. His TV shows were on local television long before his wife syndicated them. So I grew up with exposure to Jack LaLanne from probably 8 or 9 or 10 years of age. And where that's become focal point for our discussion is we kept coming back to what is Orderly Chaos. And I think what I had to point out first and foremost is it's not athletic training. We have, I think, commingled athletic training with physical culture to a point that we forget its origins. One of its grand spokesmen in the last century was Bernard McFadden.
Yeah.
And McFadden was, God, he had a 15 volume encyclopedia of health.
Yeah.
He was a prodigious figure and had national impact until biochemical medicine, dancing to the Rockefeller agenda, began to label anything that wasn't biochemical medicine quack.
Yeah, I know.
As a disinforming pejorative. Well, the importance of Orderly Chaos with what I'm doing is contributing to a grassroots revolution in healthcare. I think at biggest best, we're looking at 25% of the population. I'd probably say 10%. Because, you know, the people that go health-oriented, a lot of them are going to end up in P90X or they're going to end up in CrossFit, which are good for what they do. But as health improvement systems, they're weak.
Yeah. I wouldn't consider CrossFit a health improvement system. P90X,
no, not when 74% of the people doing it become injured, according to a recent study.
Yeah, I mean, P90X may be to some degree, but if it's done sensibly. And that's the problem. You're working on your own. So what do you
do? Well, it's an overkill for people I've dealt with. You know, you go to the gyms, the YMCAs, and the gyms where My doctor sent me because my my cholesterol's high and I have hypertension and I have diabetes. Well, what did your doctor recommend? Well, that I come here. Well, physicians don't know. They're in an embarrassing position. The best they can do is recommend. And I think we need a breed of mentors, as distinct from trainers that are money-grubbing, that can hands-on, in an informed manner, construct unique protocols for given individuals and then progress them to levels of increasing natural, genetically underwritten wellness, developing dormant potentials.
Interesting.
So the real orientation to orderly chaos, I mean, I can apply it. I can apply it if people want to slam on a lot of bulk. I've done it with kids. They're, you know, guys in their 20s and early 30s. 3-4 months later, their wives, their girlfriends, significant others want to know, are you taking steroids?
Yeah, right.
And it's not just that beginner magic, because usually that's 6 weeks that starts to decrease. What I do doesn't decrease at 6 weeks because I keep changing everything. Yeah. I don't let them develop stasis.
Yeah.
And that's one of the keys to me that just isn't found in most ironclad cookie-cutter systems.
You know who does have one, and I have to pay him a compliment now.
Who's that?
Rob Regish wrote a book called The Blueprint, which takes into account constantly changing your training, but it doesn't do it in the rapid fire way that some would think. You have like these, some of his, workout programs last 2 months. Some of them last a couple weeks. Some of them last 3 months. And you roll them in and roll them out. And he also manipulates, calories too in a way that he even has a famine phase where you're eating a lot less than you really need to, so that you could take advantage of that. Often talked about amongst bodybuilders, boomerang phase after they diet down for a competition, and then all of a sudden they come back, they start training and eating, more calories and they put on more muscle. And some say it could be because of insulin sensitivity and the body's ability to, try to supercompensate. But I have to pay him some homage. And he admits that everything in his book he has stolen from others. You know, he takes protocols from different trainers that have written books, but he assembles them in a way that you use them alternatingly at different times of the year.
Well, I agree with that. Who amongst us really has anything unique?
And you don't. And you know what? And even Dan John said it's the duty of a coach to steal things that work from other coaches.
That's right. The human body is in the public domain.
Yeah. Anyway, Ken, it's been great, and we will have you back on. I promise you that. And I want people to go and check out the website, transevolutionaryfitness.wordpress.com, and I will put up on my blog within the next 10 minutes after I get this show rendered, because I have to bleep out an expletive that Ken used. He didn't know that this is a family-friendly show. So if you're listening to the podcast, yeah, it's okay. I will remove it. I have it marked already. But I will have the link to, you can download the book, Built to Survive. I don't know if it's the third or second edition. I don't know which one it is, but I just downloaded the PDF.
2011 edition.
Yeah, yeah. No. This is 2012.
This
is a 2012 edition. Yeah. I'll put it up on my blog here in a couple minutes. Ken, thanks so much for being on the show.
And I am on Facebook.
Yes, yes. Yeah, check out, you're under Ken O'Neill.
O-apostrophe
N-E-I-L-L. Check out
Ken
O'Neill. Friend him. Be his friend.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so stay tuned. Let me just run this last break. I'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum. Painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, welcome back. All right, it was a great discussion with Ken O'Neill. Hope you enjoyed that. Tomorrow is Thursday. And tomorrow we will be joined by Coach Wade Johnson as we do the second installment of his discussion on training for the three major lifts. We already did the bench press last week. We'll be doing the deadlift this week. And probably the squat the following week. A gift, a Christmas gift or a holiday gift from Coach Wade Johnson and Superhuman Radio to you so that you can use his, I think he calls it the dynamic wave approach of training that he came up with, but he's never actually put down in writing. So we're doing it in audio. And hopefully it'll help you break some plateaus and get stronger. All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening today.
only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.